Yaraysa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on the second to last line of Gimel Amud Beis. We're starting the Gemara. So the Mishnah had mentioned that after the Kohen Gadol, he does the Shechit on his par. So being that he's going to be Isaac in the Ketoreh, so he gives the dam to someone else to be memaris, to mix up, to stir, so that the blood, so that the dam doesn't congeal. So says the Gemara, and the Mishnah had said that where does this memari stand? It said that he stands in the fourth row of the tiles in the Heichal. So the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah means it's in the Heichal. That means that from the door of the Heichal, he counts four rows inwards into the Heichal, and that's where he stands while he's mixing the blood, while the Kohen Gadol is going to go in and do the Avodas HaKetorah. So says the Gemara, how could the memari stand there in the Heichal when the Kohen Gadol is going to be Isaac in the Avodas HaKetorah? The Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'el mayit. It says that when the Kohen Gadol performs the Avodas HaKetorah, then no one else is allowed to be in the ba'el mayit, in the Heichal. No one else is allowed to be standing in the Heichal. So how could the Memaris be standing in the Heichal? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Tani Shel Heichal, that the Mishnah didn't mean to say that the Memari stands on the fourth row, Sheba Heichal, meaning in the Heichal, rather Shel Heichal means of the Heichal, from the door of the Heichal outwards, towards the Ulam, towards the Mizbeach, that's where this Memari stood. So he wasn't in the Heichal. Says the Gemara Vayter, so now that we mentioned this pasuk, this idea, this halacha, that no one else is allowed to be standing in the Heichal when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodas HaKetorah, so really for the rest of this Amud, we're going to speak about this halacha. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, and we learned in the Braisa, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'el mayit, the pasuk says that no one else is allowed to be standing inside the Heichal when the Kohen Gadol performs the Avodas HaKetorah, Yachol afilu ba'azara, I might think that no one else could be standing anywhere in the Azara, not just in the Heichal. No one else could be standing anywhere in the Azara when the Kohen Gadol is makir the Ketoreh of Nai v'Lifnim. Tamulaymar ba'al mayed. No, that's what the Torah says, ba'al mayed. The Al Mayed teaches us that the Isser is only to stand in the Heichal, not anywhere in the Azara. Ainli ela ba'al mayed, Sheba Midbar. I might think this is only referring to the Al Mayed that was in the Midbar, because that was called the Al Mayed. It was an Ayel, it was temporary. It wasn't made out of stone, it was just made out of crushing. So therefore, I might think that the Pasuk only, that the Isser only applies to the Al Mayed, meaning that the Al Mayed in the Midbar. Shiloi ubeis elamim minayin. Had we know that it even applies to Mishkan Shiloi, or to the base Elamim, to the Beis HaMikdash, where it was a more permanent structure, it wouldn't be called an oil. How do we know that there also there's an Issa for someone else to be standing in the Heichal when the Kohen Gadol's Isaac in the Avodas HaKetorah? Tamulaymar Ba'Kodesh, Tamulaymar Ba'Kodesh. That's what the Pasuk says, Ba'Kodesh, which means any place which is Kodesh, even the Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash. I only know that no one else could be standing there when the Kohen Gadol is being makter the Ketoreh lifnai v'lifnim. B'shas matan damim minayin. How do we know that even when he's being Isaac and sprinkling the dam, when he sprinkles the dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the dam of his par and the sayer, he sprinkles inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and inside the Heichal. How do we know that also during the times that he's being zayrik the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichal, that no one else is allowed to be standing there? Minayin. What's the makar for that? The extra word lechaper teaches us that even when the Kohen Gadol is not being Isaac and being makter the Ketoreh, even when he's being Isaac and some other thing which is a kapara. Kapara is generally zrikas adam. Referring to this Rikas Adam of the power and the sire in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and inside the Heichal. That also when the Kohen Gadol is being Isaac in that Zrika, so no one else is allowed to be standing inside the Heichal. Ainli ela bechnis asai. I only know that no one else can be standing there bevoyoy when he's going in, bechnis asai when he's entering, because the Pasuk says bevoyoy. Beyitziyasi minai. And how do we know that no one else can be standing there all the way until the Kohen Gadol is finished and he actually leaves? Tamulaymar ad seisai. It's until he fully leaves. No one else is allowed to be standing inside the Heichal until the Kohen Gadol is out. Says the Gemara Vayter, the Pasuk says, V'chiper be'adai va'ad be'isai va'ad kol kal Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, it says that the order of the Pasuk is that he's mechaper for himself, for his wife, and for the rest of Kla Yisrael. So says the Gemara, we learn from here that kaparasai kedemes the kaparas be'isai, that his own kapara comes before the kapara of his wife. Kaparas be'isai kedemes the kaparas echavai kehanim. His wife's kapara comes before the kapara of the other kehanim. The kaparas echavai of a kehanim koydemes the kaparas kol kal yisrael, and the kapara of the other kehanim that comes before the kapara of the rest of klal yisrael, which the Ritva explains that that's how we find. And the second time that the kohen gadol says vidui on his par, so we mentioned in the mishnah that the nusuch of the vidui, as he says chatasi avisi peshati, and then he says ani ubesi, he mentions himself first, then he mentions his wife, and then he mentions the other kehanim, and then it's only later by the vidui on the sayer that we didn't get to yet, that's when the kohen gadol mentions the rest of Klal Yisrael. So you see that the order is himself, his wife, the other kehanim, and then the rest of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Mar, we had said that Ein Li Ela B'Shas Haktara. We had said that from the pasuk of Chol Adam Lo Yiyah Ba'al Mayed. So we said that we might have thought that the pasuk's only talking about B'Shas Haktara. So my mashmat, the Gemara wants to know Mechatesi. Why would we assume that? Why would we have assumed that the pasuk when it says the Issa for someone else to be standing in the Heichal, that it only refers to the Shas Haktara? Why would we assume that? Amar Rava V'Chein Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi V'Chein Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Kura v'chiper be'adoi v'ad beisoi uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Because the pasuk says, it says in that pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk is v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'al ma'id bevoyoi l'chaper ba'kodesh ad seisoi v'chiper be'adoi v'ad beisoi v'ad kol kahal Yisrael. So this is the end of the pasuk. So being that that's the end of the pasuk, I would have said that ezuhu kapara, which kapara is equal to only to everybody, that's equal to the kayin, to the kayin gadol, to him, his wife, the other kayhanim, and ulechol kahal yisrael, and to all of klal yisrael, which thing on Yom Kippur comes as a kapara for everybody? The only thing that's mechaper for everybody together is the ketairas. So therefore, I would have thought that the pasuk which says that v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'al mayed, being that the pasuk ends off and he's mechaper for himself, for the other kehanim, for the whole of Klal Yisrael, being that that's the way the pasuk ends off, so I would have thought to say that this pasuk is only referring to the ketayres, because the ketayres is the only thing on Yom Kippur that's mechaper for everybody. The par is mechaper for himself, for his wife, for the other kehanim, but not for all of Klal Yisrael. The sa'ir, that's mechaper for Klal Yisrael, the two sirim, the sir mishtalech and the sir lashem, they're mechaper for Klal Yisrael, we'll learn later, but it's not mechaper for himself or for the other kehanim. So there's nothing that's mechaper for everybody except for the ketayres. So being that the pasuk ends off that he's mechaper for everybody, so I would have thought to say that the pasuk is only referring to the ketayres, and we need a drasha to say that it even applies to the matan damim. The Gemara, ketayres mechaperes. How could you say that the pasuk that the pshat in the pasuk that it's referring to the ketayres, which is mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael? Is the ketayres really mechaper? So the Gemara says, "In yes, the ketayres is mechaper." The Atani Rabbi Chananya taught that lemanu leketayres shemechaperes. We learn that the ketayres is mechaper shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Vayitein as haketayres v'yechaper alaam." It says that you should be makter the ketayres and be mechaper alaam. So you see that the ketayres is mechaper. Says the Gemara, and now what is the Keteres Mechaper for? V'tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmol ta, ama Keteres Mechaperes, for which Avera is the Keteres Mechaper for? Al Lashon Hara. The Gemara says that the Keteres, Lefnai V'Lefnim, was Mechaper for Lashon Hara. Why? Yavai Davar Shebechashai, let something which is done in private, in secret, right? We said, V'chol Adam Lo Yiyah Ba'al Mayid, that no one else is allowed to be there. It's a private Avodah. So a private Avodah goes, V'yechaper Al Ma'isa Chashai, and it's Mechaper on an Avera, which is done privately, Lashon Hara, which a person typically doesn't want the person to hear about it, that he's speaking negatively about him. So the Keteres is mechaper for Lashon Hara, which obviously, as can be expected, the Chavetz Chaim in Shmir Salashon, in Chelik Beis, Parakeh, he highlights our Gemara, and he says that you see how Chamer Lashon Hara is. Here we have the Kohen Gadol, Mamish, the Kohen Gadol, the naturally, the holiest person, and on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, and the holiest time, and going Lefnai V'Lefnim in the holiest place, to be makta the Keteres, the whole Maisa Keteres, and what's a mechaper for? When he goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, the whole this avayda of lefnai v'lefnim, what's a mechaper for? It's mechaper for lashon hara. So you see how chamer lashon hara is. That's what the ketayres that's brought lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur by the kohen gadol. That's what it's mechaper for. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah says that parshin mibena ulam v'lamizbeach b'shas haktara. The Mishnah says that we until now we have mentioned being pirish from the Heichal. So the Mishnah in Kalim says that during Bishas HaKtara, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Bishas HaKtara, so a person, that everyone has to be pirish from the area that's Bein HaUlam V'la Mizbeach. So it's not just from the Heichal, even from the area that's between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there also a person has to be pirish from Bishas HaKtara, during the HaKtara. So now what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Lazar qualifies this Mishnah that when it says Bishas HaKtara, Loishanu Ela Bishas HaKtara Deheicha. It's referring to the haktara that's done in the heichal when the kohen gadol is makta the ketores in the heichal. So that's when a person has to be pirish from bein haulam v'la mizbeach. Avo b'shas haktara de lefnai v'lefnim. But when it comes to the haktara that's done lefnai v'lefnim, which is already very far away from the area of bein haulam v'la mizbeach, so then meheichal parshi. So then a person has to be pirish from the heichal, like we've been discussing until now. But me bein haulam v'la mizbeach. But when it comes to the area that's between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that a person does not have to be pirish from when the Kohen Gadol's makter the Keteres lefnai v'lefnim. That's already very far away from the area of bein Ulam v'la Mizbeach. A person has to be pirish from the Heichal. He does not need to be pirish from bein Ulam v'la Mizbeach. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar, that when the Mishnah in Kalim says that a person has to be pirish from bein ulam v'la mizbeach b'shas haktara, it only means b'shas haktara deheichal. But when it comes to the shas haktara of lefnai v'lefnim, so then you don't have to be pirish from the area bein ulam v'la mizbeach. Fracta Gemara, Moshe Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava asks, Va'ami la kdi. And some say the question without a name. That wasn't Rav Ada Bar Ava. Stop. We had the kasha. A kasha on Rabbi Lazar. Rav Yaisi Aymer, the Brisa says, that Rav Yaisi says, Kishem sheparshim mi bein ulam v'la mizbeach b'shas haktara, just like we're pirish from bein ulam v'la mizbeach during the haktara, which right now we assume means the haktara that's done lefnai v'lefnim. So kach parshim mi b'shas matan pa. So too, when the Zrikas Adam is going on with any of these karbanos, so they were all sprinkled in the Heichal, then also a person has to be pirish from bein ulam v'la mizbeach. So not just b'shas aktara of the ketores of nai v'lefnim, also during the Zrikas Adam of these karbanos that are done in the Heichal, then also a person has to be pirish from bein ulam v'la mizbeach. So then says Rabbi Yaisi, Hamam Maila Yesh bin Heichal Lebena Ulam Vlam Mizbeach. We know that the Heichal is more Kaddish, it's going to have a Maila regarding this halacha, regarding Prisha. So what Maila regarding Prisha being Pirish is there to the Heichal as opposed to more than over, Maila over Bena Ulam Vlam Mizbeach? Where do we find a Maila in the Heichal over Bena Ulam Vlam Mizbeach? Ela Sheba Heichal Parshin Bein Beshas Aktara, Ubein Shaloi Beshas Aktara. The maila is going to be that in the heichal, so a person has to be pirish from the heichal, both during the haktara, which again right now we assume means the haktara of lefnai v'lefnim, so both during the haktara, and shaloi b'shas haktara, even also when it's not the shas haktara, meaning even when it's the shas zrika lefnai v'lefnim. So not just when it's the shas haktara lefnai v'lefnim, even when it's the shas zrika lefnai v'lefnim, then you have to be pirish from the heichal. Ubeina ulam v'la mizbeach, ein parshin ela b'shas haktara. But when it comes to the bein ulam v'la mizbeach, so there you only have to be pirish by the shas haktara, which again we assume means the shas haktara of lefnai v'lefnim. But you don't have to be pirish when it's shaloi b'shas haktara, meaning during the zrikas adam of the in the kodesh hakodashim. So then you don't have to be pirish from bein ulam v'la mizbeach. So ad kan the brisa. So again, the gemara assumes that the shas haktara is referring to the haktara lefnai v'lefnim. So says the gemara, it's the shas Haktara mia parshi, but you see from here that bein ulam v'la mizbeach, so you have to be pirish from that area b'shas haktara. At least b'shas haktara, then you do have to be pirish. And again, right now we assume my lav b'shas haktara d'fnai v'lefnim. L'chayr, aren't we talking about b'shas haktara of l'fnai v'lefnim? And you see from here that you have to be pirish from bein ulam v'la mizbeach. Not like Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Lazar said that he qualified the Mishnah in Kalim, and he said that when it says you have to be pirish b'shas haktara, that you have to be pirish from bein ulam v'la mizbeach, it only means shas haktara of the heichal, but not shas haktara of lefnai v'lefnim. And the Gemara assumes right now that we have a brisa which is mashma that you have to be pirish b'shas haktara of lefnai v'lefnim. So says the Gemara, no, that's not what the brisa means. It means b'shas Haktaras the Heichal. It means that during the Haktar of the Heichal, that's when you have to be Pirish from the Bena Ulam Vla Mizbeach. Frak the Gemara, and it could be this is the reason why we assumed that it wasn't talking about the Haktara of the Heichal. Frak the Gemara, Ihachi, if the Braisa really means, if Rabbi Yossi really refers to when he says Shas Haktara, he means the Shas Haktara of the Heichal, so then Maila, what does he then ask? If so, then what's the Maila of the Heichal over the Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach? What type of kasha is that? And then he says that the maila is that the heichal you have to be pirish even shalai b'shas haktara, even b'shas rika you have to be pirish. As opposed to ben ulav lamizbeach, you don't have to be pirish b'shas rika, you only have to be pirish b'shas haktara. If Rabbi Yossi means to say, when he says haktara, he means haktara the heichal, so why is that his only teretz? V'sulai, there was no maila that the heichal has over the ben ulav lamizbeach, ha'ika ha'maila. There's this maila that we're talking about right now. Dilu mehechal parshi bein b'shas haktara diday bein b'shas haktara delufnai v'lufnim. Because when it comes to the ulam, when it comes to the heichal, you have to be pirish both by the haktara of the heichal, the haktara of itself, meaning the haktara is the heichal, and you have to be pirish by the haktara of lufnai v'lufnim. Vilu mi bein ulam v'la mizbeach. Yet when it comes to bein ulam v'la mizbeach, v'lei parshi elu b'shas haktara de heichal. You only have to be pirish when it comes to the haktara of the heichal, but not by the haktara of lufnai v'lufnim. So if Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa means to say b'shas haktara, he means shas haktara of the heichal. So then what was he bothered by afterwards? So then what maila does the heichal have over bein ulam v'la mizbeach? It's pasha what maila it has. It was even mevur minei ubei. You were only saying b'shas haktara of the heichal that you have to be pirish from Bein Ulav Lamizbeach. So obviously that's going to be the Milo, that it's only by that Haktara that you have to be pirish from Bein Ulav Lamizbeach. But the Haktara of Lufnai V'Lufnim, you don't have to. And from the Heichal, you do have to be pirish. So then that's the Milo. So says the Gemara, Hakatani, that ain't a chanami. That's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. When Rabbi Yossi says, so then what's the maila? And then he says a maila, he means to say this maila. Elosha beheicha parshin bein b'shas haktara, bein shaloi b'shas haktara. That when he says these words, Elosha beheicha, the maila is that by the heicha your parshin bein b'shas haktara, bein shaloi b'shas haktara, he means bein b'shas haktara, means the haktara of the heicha, ubein shaloi b'shas haktara, when it's not the shas haktara, he means to say when it's not the Shas Haktara of the Heichal, rather it's the Shas Haktara of Lufnai V'Lufnim. That's good for the Maila that Rabbi Yossi meant to say. So in a Chanami, that is the Maila that Rabbi Yossi was saying. He was saying that the Heichal, you have to be Pirish, Bein B'Shas Haktara, Bein Shloi B'Shas Haktara. It means Bein B'Shas Haktara of the Heichal, or not Shas Haktara of the Heichal, but yes, Shas Haktara of the Lufnai V'Lufnim. Umi Bein Ha'ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, Ein Parishin, Ela B'Shas Haktara. But yet when it comes to the Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, so then you're only Pirish b'shas haktara of the heichal, and you're not pirish shalai b'shas haktara, meaning b'shas haktara of lufnai v'lufnim. So that's good for what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. Well, fact the Gemara, if that's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, so then he left out this additional maila that we thought originally he was saying. V'ikah ha'maila, that there's also this maila that about this rika sadam. That you're only pirish from the heichal, not pirish from the bein ulam v'la mizbeach. Di'ilu meheichal parshi bein bekedusha didei, bein bekedusha de lufnai v'lufnim. It's not just the haktara of lufnai v'lufnim, it's even the zrika of lufnai v'lufnim that you have to be pirish from the heichal. Vi'ilu mi bein ulam v'la mizbeach loy parshi ala bekedusha de heichal. And yeah, when it comes to bein ulam v'la mizbeach, you're only pirish when it comes to the kedusha of the heichal, but you're not pirish when it comes to the kedusha of the lufnai v'lufnim, meaning not just haktara, also when it comes to the Zrika. So why did Rabbi Yossi specify the Haktara? If that's the Milo that Rabbi Yossi meant to speak about, so why is he specifying the Haktara? It's everything. Anything that goes on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're Pirish from the Heichal, and you're not Pirish from Mibena Ulam Vla Mizbeach. Not just the Haktara, also the Zrika. So why didn't Rabbi Yossi say the Kedusha? Why does he specify the Haktara? So says the Gemara, Amarava Shem Prisha Achasi. Because once he speaks about the Haktara, so then you're supposed to understand that it goes hand in hand. It's all the same idea. It's all the same Prisha. It's all the same idea that from the Heichal you have to be Pirish both when it comes to itself and when it comes to things that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He specified the Ketairis, but it means it's who adin the Zrika. As opposed to me being Ulam V'Lam Izbeach, you're only Pirish when it comes to the things that happen in the Heichal. But the things that happen, Lufnai V'Lufnim, that's already like two steps removed. It's very far away, so that you're not not pirish from. So that was supposed to be self-understood. And we'll just do a couple more lines. Amar Mar, we just said, that kach parish and b'shas matan par kayim mashiach u'par halom dover shal tzibur v'siri avaydus koychavim. We had mentioned in this brisa, kalachar yad, that you have to be pirish for the matan damim of all these different karbonos of par kayim mashiach, par halom dover shal tzibur, and siri avaydus koychavim. So the Gemara just wants to know, minalan, what's the makar that even in the heichal you have to be pirish when it comes to the zrika of these karbonos? What's the makar bichlal for any sort of prisha when it comes to these things? We had mentioned prisha when it comes to Yom Kippur. What's the makar for prisha when it comes to these karbonos, which is no shaychas Yom Kippur? So it says the Gemara Amrav Pedas Asya Kapara Kapara Miyam Kippurim. We learn out a Gzereshav of Kapara Kapara from Yom Kippur. By Kapara it says Yom Kippur, and by these Karbanos it says Kapara. So we learn out from Yom Kippur that just like on Yom Kippur you had to be Pirish during the Avodas that's done in the Eichal and the Five Lefnim, you had to be Pirish. So too when it comes to the Zrikas Adam that's done with these Karbanos in the Eichal, so then also you had to be Pirish. We'll stop here. Oh, you're right, son.